So we are continuing our discussion of the Gedolim Mekubalim and their yad in informing the limud of Kabbalah that we have. So we have over here Rabbi Shalom Buzaglo. He's very, very famous. He wrote a very, very famous sefer on the Zohar. I think he was Moroccan, if I'm not mistaken. Mikdash Melech. Mikdash Melech on the Zohar, very famous. Kiseh Melech al Tikkunim v'od of Shalom Buzaglo. Now, Rabbi Chaim v'Laharoza. Now, Rabbi Chaim v'Laharoza is a famous, famous personality for the simple reason that anybody attached to the Rashash is famous. Rashash being the world-renowned Kabbalist, which took the role of advancing the limud of the Arizal to the point where you can actually use it, as opposed to just being a theory, took it to a practical level. His main Talmud was called Rav Chaim v'Laharoza, and he wrote a very, very important book called Torat Chacham, which is often widely quoted. Very deep, very, very deep, and very complicated, but when learned very slowly in the right way, can yield a lot of benefit. Next one, again, he lived Tav Nun Ches to Tav Kuf Mem Vav. Next one is, we're going to discuss Rabbi Shlomo Malko, the Shemen. He was Niftan Tav Kuf Mem Ches. We're just going according to the years. He was Mechaba Sefer, which is called the Shemen Zayt Zach Al Chobotana. Chobotana is one of the Pirushim of the Rashash. He wrote another sefer called Shemen Mishchat Kodesh. Now, I want to just tell on him a little, because it's a very interesting story with him, that Uchavos HaNagin was from the Rashash. Rashash came out with a lot of, again, anybody trying to mechadish anything comes up to antagonism and is up for rebuke, because the first question is, where did you get it from? How can you invent such a thing? So Rashash was faced with a lot of this, but he was able very quickly, with his brilliancy, to prove everything that he had to prove. Now, there was somebody on the scene at that Tekufa, in the same period of the Rashash. His name was, as we know, Rav Shlomo Malko. And Rav Shlomo is a great, great Talmid Chacham, a huge Mekubal on his own right. And he fiercely challenged the Rashash and refused to accept any of his pshatim. And he has his own way to learn the Arizal. Now again, everyone has extreme amount of respect for Rav Shlomo Malko. I personally have his svarim, and they are often used. But there are a lot of people which do not use his svarim for the basic fact that he was neged Rashash. So the klal is usually as like this. So once a gadol is accepted, he's accepted. That's it. Now whatever he says from then on, that he's crowned as the Godel, then you have to accept what is Psakim, because he's the Godel Dor. He leads the generation. So in the world of Kabbalah, the Rashash was known to be the Godel, the Rosh Hashiva of Bet El, and he proved himself in many, many ways and made tremendous advancements in the writing of the Arizal. At that point, was very was just at the premature stages of the of still in the writings in handwritings. Nothing was printed. And so the Siddur, any practical use of the Kabbalah was very, very limited. So the Shemen Zayit, Afa Bikain, even though the Rashash was named as the Gadol Ador in Kabbalah, refused to accept it and was constant his main antagonist. And he wrote a whole Sefer, which is a beautiful Sefer, very well written questions, well thought out, very poignant and very straight to the point, these questions, which the Rashash answered all of them. But nevertheless, he did not accept that. Because of the fact that a lot of people would not use his books, it was said that Rav Shlomo Malko was put into cherem at one point, which is a very severe thing, excommunicated, and so on and so forth. So very, very interesting. So nevertheless, like I said, a lot of Talmid the Chachamim have his following because they learn from it. They learn the fact that what questions to ask. So the pshatim of Rav Shlomo Malko are not taken on a wide basis, but rather the Rashash is Mahalach, but nevertheless a very, very important personality in the development of the Kabbalah. Let's continue. Rabbi Yosef HaKohen. Yosef Cohen is one of the Chachme Tunis. I told you the story of how the Chachme Tunisia, they wrote 72 questions to the Rashash, and how they asked all these questions, and then the Rashash answered to them. He said, listen, I can see from the way that you're learning that you don't know anything about Netz Chaim, and he sent him his Pirush from the Chochmas Sana. So who led the Chachmei Tunis is Rabbi Yosef Cohen, a great Talmid Chacham, great Mekubal on his own right. Again, a sort of over-exaggeration from the simple wording of the Rasha. Rasha said, you don't know. But, you know, they obviously asked tremendous questions. And he was one of the lead Mekubalim of the Chachmei Tunis that actually sent a letter to the Rasha some time ago. Then you have Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi David Pardo. Rabbi Pardo lived in Tav Ein Ches until Tav Kuf Nun Beis, and he went to Yerushalayim in Tav Kuf Mem. He was one of the Chachmei Beis El. Again, Beis El was the yeshiva to Mekubalim over there. Later on, from the yeshiva broke off, other Talmid Chachamim left and they started their own yeshivas, but he was one of the great yeshivas. One of the yeshivas that they opened up later on was called Chasde Le'Avram. So he became later on the Rosh Hashiva of that yeshiva called Chasde Avram. He wrote a very, very important Sfarim, Maskil David on Pirush Rashi, Al HaTorah. And again, these people are not exclusively Talmid Chachamim, Gedolim in Kabbalah, they were also Gedolim in Pshat as well. And just to prove that, he wrote a tremendous work, on the Tesefta. Now, anybody learning Gemara and Be'iyun, obviously you see the often brought Teseftas all around the place. Now, Teseftas are the last thing people really shtel on, really learn. You know, they prefer to learn the Shakletaria, not to look up every Tesefta. But he wrote a Pirush on the Tesefta, a huge work. I think it's seven or eight volumes on the Tesefta. A very tremendous work, which is very, very well written out. Okay, then you have Rabbi Avigdor of Israel. Avigdor Israel, we'll see his name come up. His name is not really mentioned around, but his sefer is very well known, called Zimrat Haaretz. Again, one of the Talmidim of the Rashash, and which explains the words of the Rashash very well. Rabbi Eliyahu Mivilna, is known better as the Gaon Mivilna. He lived in Tafpei, Tafkun Nun Ches. So later on, he wrote, obviously no introduction is needed for him. He wrote Pshat on all different levels of the Torah, Pshat, Remesh, Drus, Sod, from Koeles to the Shulchan Aruch to Agos and the Gemara, and appears on Tzafnet Nusa, very famous, on the in other Pirushim on the Torah. Now, Rabbi David Majar, again, was the Talmid Chacham of the Rashash. In short, we call him the Radam. So you might hear me quoting the Radam. You know what I'm talking about. The Radam lived in, it was Nift in Taf Kuf Samech. In Taf Kuf Samech, he was, again, one of the Tamidim of the Rashash in Beit El. And he was at the times of the Marit as well, the Marit Negazi. And he wrote various Sfarim as well. He's very famous for the Sidur that he wrote, the Sidur called the Sidur Adam, which is called Medura Kama of the Rashash. We'll speak about it later on from Sashem when we get more to the Kavanas. Now, Rabbi Yosef El Gazi, that's Marit Migazi. Now, people know more of a Pshat. He wrote on the Mishnayos, he wrote Hilchas Yom Tov, on Bechoyres, he wrote on Hilchas Chala. Wrote a sefer called Kedusha Yom Tov, very, very big, very huge in Pshat. Huge in Pshat. I mean, everybody learns the Svarim in Pshat, but he was a great Mekubal, Taf Pei Zayin to Taf Kuf Samar Beis, one of the Rosh Hashivas of Chachmei Beis El, after the time of the Rashash. Then you had Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai, better known as the Chida. A Taf Pei Dalin to Taf Kuf Samar Vav. He wrote again many, many, many Svarim. In those times, he was It's not like today that everybody used to go collecting for the different moises. What happened is that one person would be one or two people would be nominated to collect for the entire town. So in Yerushalayim, he was nominated as the shliach for Yerushalayim. So he'd collect all the money, was needed for all the different institutions, and he would be constantly traveling all through the world. Now, he wasn't just a collector, Chas v'Shalom, but rather learning 24 hours a day on these boat rides, which take him a few years to travel around to different countries. He would be writing various volumes, famous volumes, Birke Yosef, Machzik Brocha, Chaim Shol, Mor Etzba, Keshe Godol, Ayin Zochem, and so on and so forth. In a huge amount of svarim, maybe 50, 60, 70 svarim that he wrote. And as well, his love was for svarim of others. He would collect manuscripts of all the gedolim and read them and write. He wrote two various, one sefer called Shema Gedolim, which is a likut, an explanation of the who's who in Yiddishkeit, in the Torah. And the Gedolim and the Sforim, and he would say, I saw this handwritten book, I saw this handwritten book of this Talmid Chacham, explain all the who's who in Yiddishkeit. Okay, now, after that, in Tav Kuf Samaches, was Rabbi Chizkia Yitzchak Sherabim. He was actually the son of the Rashash. So he took over the yeshiva, and again, Tav Kuf Samaches. And he was after the tkufa of the Ramarit and Gazim. Later on, you had somebody called, excuse me, Yosef Chazan. Again, one of the Rosh Hashivas of Beit El, that came from the Chachme Izmir. You have Rabbi Chaim Mvolozhin, the other side of the world. I think it was Poland, if I'm not mistaken. He was a Talmid of the Gaon Mvilna in Tavrosh Tet. Tavkuf Peihei was also a huge mekubal, besides the Pashtun, besides being a Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin. He was a beautiful sefer called Nefesh HaChaim that we know of. Then he was well, Rabbi Shlomo Cohen. Shlomo Cohen was Niftan Tavkuf Peizayin. He was from Chach Beit El again. Now, he wrote tremendous, tremendous works on Etz Chaim. Probably the most, I would say the most extensive, because you have the Shem and Salsan, who probably is more extensive than him, but very, very extensive throughout all the writings of the Arizal. I mean, extensive, long. It's not just short Mar Mekoymes or Biurim, but rather long, long Pirushim, which helps us a tremendous amount. Because in Kabbalah you need a lot of Pirushim, because it's very, very salsam. So he wrote famous Pirush called Yafishah. On the Etz Chaim, Shas Ratzon on the Zohar, Horaz Shah on the Shah Kavanis, which is the practical part of the Kabbalah, Yafish Shah on the Zohar, on the Idris, Mazal Shah on the Rambam, he wrote a Pirush on the Rambam, which is less known, and so forth. Tremendous work. You'll see as you open up the Etz Chaim, you'll see right off the page is there is of Shlomo Cohen's Pirush of the Yafish Shah. After that, you have a pirush called Rav Yifal Avram Shalom Sherabi. Again, part of the dynasty of the Sherabi family. He was actually the grandchild of Rashash Tavkuf Lamed Hey to Tavkuf Pei Zayim. Again, he became the Rosh Hashiva of Chachme Bet El, and he was known after the Chai B'Shemesh, straight after. After the son of the Shemesh, and he wrote a tremendous work called Divrei Shalom, which is often quoted and often quoted in the Agah in the Etz Chaim. It's often brought down by the Gedolei Mefarshim after him. He's very, very well quoted from Shemen Sosin and others to be looked at. He has a sefer you can buy yourself. It's very hard to get it. But it's Kedai because he has a lot of different interesting pshatim into the Arizal. Okay, so it's already 10 o'clock, so we'll have to stop it here. So we'll continue to Shem tomorrow.